You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Sarah McLean. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Maggie.
How are you today?
Doing well. Very good. How about you?
I am good. So we are just now starting August, so we're sort of starting to wrap up summer. So what's something that you guys have to do before summer ends? Like, what's a must do in the McLean family?
Well, we normally try to take a camping trip somewhere. So that's one thing. But I think more than that is probably just getting ready for school. So we do a lot of back to school shopping for supplies and clothes. Because, you know, by the start of the new year, everyone's outgrown all their clothes and they're ready for some fresh clothes. So we do that. And I have learned, though, that I prefer to do the school supply shopping online now. So I'll normally just order everything and then go pick it up because it's so much easier. And I also am like positive that I got everything because as I'm putting it in my cart, I'm marking it off my list. Otherwise, when I go into the store, sometimes I forget something or there's just so many people.
Yeah. And I would imagine with four boys, you're not getting a whole lot of like clothes hand-me-downs. Like you're not able to like pass clothes down to the next boy. There's probably, I'm sure they're making the most, like the best use of their clothing.
Yes, definitely not for shoes. Sometimes with some shirts, we can pass it down, but pants always have holes in them.
Yes. All right. Well, we are starting a new unit, Unit 12 today, and this is titled King Solomon. It's going to run for 5 sessions. God gave Solomon great wisdom and made him king over his people. Solomon obeyed God and led the people in building the temple. Solomon learned that his own wisdom had limits, but God's wisdom is limitless. Solomon reminds us of our need for Jesus, the sinless king who is true wisdom. So, Sarah, why don't you share with us our new big picture question and key passage for this unit?
Sure. So for younger kids and our younger preschool and older preschool, the big picture question is, what does God know? The answer, God knows everything. And for kids, the big picture question is, what does God know? And the answer, God knows everything about the past, present, and future. The key passage for babies and toddlers is obey the Lord and do what is right, Proverbs 3:7. Younger preschool, it is fear the Lord and turn from evil, again, Proverbs 3:7. For older preschool, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. And then for kids, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Again, that's Proverbs 3:7.
Thank you. All right. And on this episode, we are discussing Unit 12, Session 1, Solomon Became King. And this is focusing on 1 Kings chapters 2 and 3. We've learned about Israel's first two kings, Saul and David. Saul was disobedient to God's commands, and God rejected Saul as king. God chose David to be the next king of Israel. David walked in God's ways and followed his commands. While David wasn't perfect, he did repent of his sin and trust in God to forgive him. David reigned over all Israel, leading with justice and righteousness for all his people. This week, we'll hear how David died and his son Solomon became king over Israel. Our story points for this week, for preschool, it's God gave Solomon wisdom. And for kids, it's God gave Solomon wisdom to lead his people. Now, let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities that need a little extra prep or instructions, and there's really not a whole lot to note, but in preschool worship, there's an activity called Prepare Dolls for Bed, and you could extend this activity by tasking preschoolers to use blocks to build beds for the baby dolls. Sarah, how about with kids?
Yeah, for kids, we just have one in kids worship. It's part of a group demo. And this demo involves comparing a lump of wet modeling clay and a lump of dry modeling clay. And so the tip for this is just to make sure you take out some modeling clay to dry out early in the week. Sometimes, you know, it may take more than a few days for that clay to fully dry out. And you could also substitute Play-Doh for the modeling clay as well.
That's good. And I guess also since we're in the summer, I'm in Houston, so you could definitely stick that modeling clay outside in the sun and it would dry up real fast.
Yeah, especially let it bake, if
you're
be a brick.
Yeah, especially if you're somewhere where you don't have the humidity we have here. That'll help a lot too. All right, as we wrap up, let's talk about what we're excited about in this session. Solomon was fairly young when he took over the throne from his father, and he realized that. And I'm so encouraged by a young leader realizing their limitations and needs rather than trying to fight tooth and nail to prove himself and wield his power. I feel like that's sort of an uncommon thing to see now. Humility can feel like an uncommon trait in today's world. And I want kids to know that we can ask God for wisdom like Solomon did and trust that he will give us that wisdom. This would be a great session to share an age-appropriate example from your own life of a time you relied on God's wisdom to navigate a situation or make a decision to just really show kids that this is a real life thing that we can do today.
Yeah. I love that, Maggie. I think it's so important to ask God for wisdom, no matter what age you are. And I also think that it's important to help kids understand that true wisdom is going to look countercultural. So wisdom is not going to be what we think is best or what the world says is best. And in fact, I think Paul says it best in 1 Corinthians 1:27 when he said that instead, God has chosen what is foolish in the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen what is weak in the world to shame the strong. And so true wisdom isn't going to be found in what the world says or what our hearts say. Instead, true wisdom is only found in Jesus Christ and following his ways. And I think the Bible also makes it clear that wisdom is a person, that it is Jesus. And again, Paul says this later on in 1 Corinthians 1, where he says that Jesus became wisdom from God for us. He is our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. In order that when we boast, we're boasting in the Lord, recognizing again, like you said, our humility, our dependence on the Lord, that really following Christ and humble surrender is truly the path to wisdom. And I think, like, practically for kids, this means helping them to first know Christ, become like Christ, and then eventually live like Christ.
That's so good, Sarah. It's such a good overview of what it looks like to seek wisdom and practically what that can look like for kids. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.